In my life, I've always realized that there are three questions that I should be asking myself. The first one is, what am I running to? The second one would be, what am I running from? And third, most importantly, is, why am I running? Now, I don't mean in fear or in danger. I just mean in life, what am I pursuing and why? And why am I not pursuing other things? And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by wellbuiltbody.com. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. Wellbuiltbody.com. It's a Friday. You know the drill. Get as many people to church as possible any way you can, including kidnapping, bribery, blackmail. Okay, I'm kidding. But it is really that important. So this Sunday, I think I have about 5 to 6 people coming to church that I've invited. Many times people ask me, how do you invite people? What's your secret sauce? Or, you know, I just start conversations with people. I wait for them to share some type of need. I ask them if I can pray for them. They almost always say yes. And then I said, hey, you should come to church this Sunday. I think you'd get a lot out of it, and it's probably going to speak to where you're at right now. And that's it. And, you know, 50% of the time they say yes and don't come. 50% of the time they say no. And there's about that 15 to 20% where they do actually come. And you might go, Garth, that's 70 to 80 to 100% off. Yeah, I know. I'm good at math. I'm not really good at math. But the point is, invite people. Look, let's jump into it today. When the new wave of baptism, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, all that, miracles, when it hit America back between 1900 and 1906, it brought in this wave of supernatural healings, tongues, prophecy, faith, the whole spiel. And due to that, many churches started, you know, church plants, church startups, and they stamped one of these as their claim to fame. And many of them grew to what we would call today mega churches, and that was before that term was ever used. And there were churches that kind of set up shop as a miracle church or a prophecy church or a healing church. And these are all good, but the problem is that over time, they all died off. And we see it today. Many churches are built on the best worship, the coolest, hippest services with multimedia, some with the young, energetic Gen Z preachers who have great taglines in their sermons. And again, there's nothing wrong with this, but as always, many of them will die over time. And why? Well, it's the same reason you may have your own faith dwindle and falter over time. So we should probably stop and take a look at it, really? I mean, if it'll happen to a church of 7, 8,000, it could definitely happen to someone like you, an individual. So here's what happens. And much like you, you fall into running after the attributes of God and not after God. There's nothing wrong with any of these things I've mentioned above. I mean, whether it's miracles, tongues, cool worship, techie services, hip pastors. I wish I was a hip pastor. Now I'm just a pastor with a bad hip. But there's nothing wrong unless you seek the experience and the phenomena over God himself. And it just sneaks in. It just creeps in over time. So make it a point to seek the gift giver over the gift. Imagine, if you will, if you had the choice, you were given a choice. Someone says, I have someone who would like to give you $50,000. That's one choice. Or the other choice, I have someone who wants to become good friends with you, best friends with you, who's a multi-billionaire. And now, right now, we know the multi-billionaire maybe is not offering me anything. So the $50,000 is a sure thing. But to become best friends with a multi-billionaire, I have a feeling if you're smart, you take the friendship over the funds any day. You get that? The friendship over the funds? See, when you ask yourself, what do I need from God? It's always good to first ask, how much do I need God? And if you can honestly answer that you feel like you have a greater desire for the need to be met than for God, well, you're in trouble. You are definitely in trouble. You're seeking the gift rather than the gift giver. Look, this was one of the issues in King Saul's life. We see in 1 and 2 Samuel a beautiful story of how two lives go in opposite directions, both called by God, both anointed to be king, both set up shop in the kingdom of Israel, and yet it's like they both had two different playbooks that they lived their life by. King Saul, he began to run after what God could provide and not after God. And the whole time, his life could have been perfect. And we see David, who's constantly on the run, who's constantly being sought after to be killed, and yet he seeks God over the pleasures of life or over the safety that he could get by not pursuing the king. I mean, they're two juxtaposed positions. But anyway, back to King Saul. When Samuel comes to him and says, "Why is this bleeding now that I hear?" And he's talking about, "I hear animals in the background. You went to war and you were supposed to kill everything. Why did you keep the plunder and the animals?" And Saul gives his excuse. But when you look into that excuse, it doesn't hold a lot of water. He says, "Well, you know, we were going to keep the animals for sacrifice, and we kept some of the plunder for, you know, to offer to God. And look, honestly, it was more of an excuse, and it was about taking God's victory, and so he could use it again for the support and the popularity of his soldiers. Look, people weren't a fan of Saul, and David was growing in popularity. So if Saul could take some of the booty and kind of, you know, make his soldiers feel well taken care of, it was about what God's victory could do for him, not about God himself. And Samuel says, "Guess what, Saul? Obedience is better than sacrifice." In today's world, we would say obedience to God, keeping him number one, is way more important than seeking him so that you look good in the eyes of others. Hey, it's Friday. Ask yourself this: are you seeking needs more than needing God? And if you are, check and take care of it. This is Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.